USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Louisiana's governor is telling those who evacuated the state ahead of Hurricane Ina to stay away until infrastructure can be restored. Governor John Bel Edwards said Tuesday that much of the state's life-supporting infrastructure elements are not operating and that people shouldn't return until they are. Thousands remain without power across Louisiana and Mississippi, including much of New Orleans, as heat and humidity settled into the area, bringing with it heat indexes of over 100 degrees. Power supplier Entergy has said that some of the hardest-hit areas could go without electricity for at least three more weeks. And after weeks of delays, the Texas legislature has approved a controversial elections reform bill that caused the Democratic members of the Texas House to flee to Washington, D.C. to deprive the body of a quorum. After the bill passed the House, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said in a statement that he would sign it into law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website, look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
After the last U.S. troops left Afghanistan on Monday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that around 100 Americans were still in the country. Critics of the withdrawal have pointed to statements President Biden has made about not leaving before all American citizens have gotten out. Congressman Peter Meyer says that the number of Americans left behind show how bad the execution of the withdrawal has been. The Michigan Republican says that the mission cannot end.
We've seen a significant number of folks on both sides of the aisle who are furious, who are frustrated with the way the Biden administration has handled this. Again, there were many opinions on the withdrawal. I was supportive of a withdrawal, but when it comes to judging this execution, there are very few folks who can say that the Biden administration handled this well. And the fact that we have to continue to go back, we have to continue to focus on getting all of our American citizens and all of our loyal Afghan allies who are trapped there out, this is something that is our mission today. Again, this mission is not over.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, it goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com, that's usaradiohealth.com.
Since taking power in Afghanistan, the Taliban have said that they wouldn't allow the country to become a safe haven for terrorism. But many are not taking them at their word. Former Secretary of Defense and CIA Director Leon Panetta says that he doesn't believe their promises. He tells MSNBC that the Taliban has proven with their actions and positions that they will create a safe haven for Al-Qaeda and other terror groups in Afghanistan.
I heard an interview with Richard Engel and one of the spokesmen of the Taliban. In which he asked about bin Laden's role in the 9/11 attack. And the spokesman for the Taliban said that there is no evidence that he's seen that bin Laden was involved in the 9/11 attack. Now, if that's the Taliban's position, and I think it is, there's no question in my mind that the Taliban is going to allow Al-Qaeda safe haven in Afghanistan. And one of the primary missions of our effort in Afghanistan after 9/11 was not only to get bin Laden, which we were successful at doing, but also to prevent Afghanistan from ever becoming a safe haven for terrorism. Unfortunately, today, that mission was not accomplished.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.